Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, January 13th through Thursday, January 19th, 2023. January 13th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, as your Father and Creator, I tell you, the best gift I can give anyone is the gift of each present moment. This gift may not come in fancy wrappings. It very often is missed in the midst of so many moments, but therein lies your salvation. When you recognize this, you are on the road to salvation. No moment can be retrieved or relived. Once gone, it is gone forever. This is why each moment is precious to your eternity. In the present moment of your judgment, the amount of holy love in your heart determines your eternity. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. Another note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 14th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, When it snows, the flakes are too numerous to count. Yet I know each flake that I have formed by my hand. It is so with souls as well. I know the inner workings of each heart which I have formed, and whom I have prepared a place for in heaven. The snowflakes melt and cease to exist. Souls, however, are created for eternity. I look upon them with fatherly concern from conception to death. The soul can choose his eternity and must choose it. I watch and wait in the wings until each one's judgment. How joyful I am to welcome a soul into heaven. These are the ones who trust in me and love me. Choose this path so that I can joyfully welcome you to paradise. A note is given to read Psalm 4, verse 3. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. January 14th, 2023, the hour of mercy, 3 p.m. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Whenever your free will and my divine will do not match up, count on my grace to fill in the blanks and to make up the difference. January 15th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Today I come pleading, once again, for a sincere repentance on the part of the heart of the world. unless souls can realize their place before me, they cannot seek to change and become worthy of their salvation. Therefore, pray for this all-important conviction of heart in each soul. This is the key, the path to their salvation. This truth of the state of their soul opens the doorway to conversion of heart, which is needed for the soul to pursue change. This takes humility and holy love working together in the heart. These two, humility and holy love, are the instruments of conversion. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 23 through 24. Whatever your task, work heartily as serving the Lord and not men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 16th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the purpose of these messages is to reconcile mankind with his Creator. This is only possible if the difference between good and evil is recognized. Man cannot follow the path of compromise and remain safe from my wrath. There is no half measure in obedience. At man's final judgment, there is no bargaining. Learn now that what pleases me is obedience to my commandments. Face every test between good and evil with this in mind. Then choose. If you do not know my commandments, you cannot choose according to my will. Learn my commandments and their every nuance. The note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 24. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 17th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, now it is true you are living in foggy times. These times, many truths are hidden from you. You do not see the puppeteer who is manipulating the strings of world events behind the scene. There is one person who works the world situations like a game board. The bishops are stacked in one corner, the knights in another. In between are the multitudes of innocents who are unaware of the game or its rules. So I tell you, the rules you must follow are my commandments. These commandments will see you through to victory, even if you do not see game changes or alternative substitutions. Play by my rules, and there will be no surprises. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 22 through 23. And if we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him, and this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 18th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, find your way through the thicket of modern solutions to every sort of problem through prayer. Prayer outlines the truth. It is through prayer my will for you is made most clear. These days it is very easy to be caught off guard and led astray by people of importance in the world. Through prayer, however, you are given a peaceful spirit when you are on the right track. Do not choose to please men, but to please me. This is the criteria for spiritual success. So often, the two are not compatible. It is then you must use holy love as the basis of a sound decision." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. "Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 19th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I am a jealous God. I want you all to myself, especially when you pray. Satan is always competing for your attention when you are praying. He worries you about the past and the future. Do not be gullible to his attacks. In the present, remain focused on your time with me. Explain to me your concerns so that I can address each one. Consider your prayers most powerful with the ability to resolve every difficulty. Have faith that I am listening and acting on your behalf. It is your faith which empowers your prayers." A note is given to read Psalm 5:11 through 12. "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord, you will cover him with favor as with a shield." Another note is given to read Psalm 4, verse 3. "But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.